You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. And Tony, if you could take my headphone level that I'm hearing in my ear down just a tab, that'll be very good. Anyway, feeling good. I had a nice, great weekend of Naked and Afraid Marathon. Now, keep in mind, if you've never seen the Naked and Afraid, they're probably not naked. And they're definitely afraid. Okay, so that's that. Here you have a show called Naked and Afraid, and what's the first thing they do? They cut palm leaves and things to cover up what would have been naked. And the afraid part is, here's what I'm finding. I'm finding the women are a lot tougher in this competition than the men are. Because you see them at the beginning of the show, and the men have these tattoos that are going their entire length of body with a dragon and fire breathing out of their mouths. And by day two, they're going, I can't do this anymore. I gotta go home. Meanwhile, the women are chopping the bamboo tree down, and they're eating the roots and, you know, fishing for dolphins. I mean, they're doing all the hard stuff, and the guys whimper off. Except I found this one woman who was on an earlier episode who said, you know, they talked to them before they start, and she said, I can't get over some of these contestants. They're just wimps. You know, I'm tough. I'm self-sufficient. I've always been tough. I'll always be tough. You're not seeing me wimp out. She got to day two. You guys ever watch Naked and Afraid?
I've seen the promos. I've never watched an episode.
I like to watch it for a different reason. There's nothing sexy about it at all, okay? But I like to see how they finally get the fire started. At night, you can sometimes see animals' eyes lurking around the campsite. And I like to see how they manage things. How do they get water? What they have, things they have to eat, things they have to drink. It's a good show for that. The Naked and Afraid part is just to get you to turn the set on. That's about that. Meanwhile, what did you guys do this weekend? Anything excited? Did you have a Naked and Afraid marathon yourself?
No Naked and Afraid marathon.
She was naked, you were afraid.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. But I see a picture you posted of your son and daughter and you. And your son is getting ready to say, Dad. my voice is changing.
It is starting to change a little bit.
Bring me to the ice cream store now.
Why does time have to go by so fast?
Oh, it does. Yeah, it does. It flies by.
I was looking at a picture of him. He must have been 3 years old. He's holding a football in the backyard, and football was half the size of him. And now he's, I'd say, maybe an inch shorter than me, maybe closer to. Amazing.
You got some good pictures to show him as he gets older, maybe when he gets married. This is what you look like, son. And now you're grown up to be a man, a manly man, a Caligari-type manly man.
It's funny is because he doesn't care about pictures. You show him something. Hey, Nick, this is what you look like as a kid. Oh, yeah, great. And he'll walk away. Samantha, she loves it. She can't get enough of baby pictures of herself and Nick.
You know what? I hated growing up. I had a great childhood. I have no negative stories at all. But I can't say hated. I disliked. Because I was very tall and very big. I was 6 feet and 200 pounds in the seventh grade. Okay? And when relatives would come that I haven't seen in a while, they hadn't seen me in a while, they'd all pinch my cheek.
Yep.
So, oh, look at how big he is. You can't be negative to that.
No, it's not just a pinch. It's a pinch and a stretch.
It hurts. It hurts. I could have made it to the 21st day of Naked and Afraid without that kind of pain.
I can still feel my Uncle Frank pinching my cheeks.
Yeah, I had an Uncle Frank, too, and he used to do that. So, yeah, so that's the kind of thing happening. Meanwhile, Buzzy, when every dentist in the Western civilization is on the back patio sipping a cool one, you've got a tooth pain.
Yeah, a little bit of tooth on the right side of the mouth, but hoping.
Make it go away.
But hoping.
I'm playing with my dental drill.
Hoping that.
Come on over. I'll be happy to drill you. So what's happening with your teeth?
It's a shooting pain as you said, mostly when I bite down, but even when I'm just talking now, it's this pain that shoots from my tooth right to my ear. So hopefully going to have that figured out by the time this show is over.
I hope so too, but if you don't, I would suggest my dentist, the people that are on my show, Westermeyer Martin. I hope that Westermeyer or Martin or Martin or Westermeyer is hearing this show right now going, quick, slip me into my lab coat, call the assistant, warm up the drill, Buzzy's coming.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, that would be a very nice thing to do, and we would most appreciate it if that could be worked out. So can you still eat?
Yeah, I had my my morning Clif Bar, and it was fine. After the first two bites, you kind of get used to it. But obviously,
I've heard you say that before.
Obviously not ideal.
No, it isn't. It isn't. Quick. I only have X amount of allotted time for the monologue, so we got to talk fast. Okay, we'll be back right after this on News Radio 930 WBEN. So, Tony, what did you do? You obviously went on location to shoot some more family photos.
Yeah, we did our weekly drive, had to get out of the house. And this week, Jeannie picked the Glen Park in Williamsville. And it was nice. Went there and weren't too many people out. Did see one look like a woman in her bride dress. I thought that was kind of odd because you can't have get-togethers.
Yeah, they have wedding pictures taken there. A lot of people do there in the falls and whatever. Speaking of wedding pictures, we still haven't been able to do any work on our on our wedding. We've been put on hold.
And you can't until you have information.
Can't. We can't even. I mean, we have a date that we want, and it's clear. The date has been cleared. However, we haven't been able to go beyond that. Not even the cake or anything else. So, and the dress. The dress. I have to find a nice dress for me to wear.
Yeah, you do need a nice dress.
I do need one. And I can't wear white. I have to wear an off color. Beige. I'm going to wear beige.
You know, but it's interesting. Your engagement is a really good, that's when all of this started. Your engagement was the last normal day at Intercom.
My sister came up from Florida and got married just before all of this, and we got to the Hall of Fame. And that should have been they wanted to see my picture there, and it was taken down for refurbishing. after how many years? 25 years, they said it was up. And they were redoing the exhibit. I'm still in it, but we had to wait. And then all hell broke loose after that. And she barely got back to Florida before all the things started happening. And doesn't that seem like a long time ago that I proposed on the air?
Seems like ages.
Yeah. What station was I working
at? What market?
No, I've been in a few. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, so Buzzy needs a helping hand dentist. We got that. Tony had a great weekend, a little photography there at Glen Park, looking nice with the family, having a good time. I watched the Naked and Afraid video after video of them. And of all of them, I think the women outlasted the men in practically all of them. And they're just regular, normal-looking women. They don't look like, you know, they're super workout people. They just look like regular, nice people. And they're really tough. The women are a lot tougher. Would either of you ever consider going on a show like Naked and Afraid?
No. How about I thought you, about it. No.
You thought about it? Yeah, you see, you'd be the guy with the tattoos, the martial arts guy.
Yeah, well, they don't have Rock Burger, so I'm not doing it.
They just had a martial arts guy, and he was a former cop and a black belt in karate. Or kung fu, it's one of the two. He was black belt, and I'm thinking this guy is going to do it. He lasted one day.
Oh, jeez,
that was it, one day. I think they took his black belt bag, gave him a pink belt.
That's it. Like Gary, he got a pink sash.
Gary Costanza gave me a pink belt. I have a pink belt. It's part of my my outfit, my gi. My gi. Dun, 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 dun. I think the Temptations had that, my gi. Anyway, so what did you do, Buzzy?
This weekend, you know, kind of stayed low. Friday, we enjoyed some adult beverages. I watched a movie or two. We actually finished this show called The Outer Banks on Netflix.
Okay, The Outer Banks, what's it about? Because we always look for things to binge on.
It's about these young kids who live in the Outer Banks, and it's, you know, the difference between the have-nots and the haves, and they're going after this gold. And that's all I'll give you, because if I say anything else, I'll give it away. But, Sandy, let me tell you, there is not a moment in the 10 episodes that's not intense. It is a very intense show, but very good.
I saw one. I'm ashamed to say I watched it. It wasn't this weekend. It was the weekend before. And last Monday, I didn't even tell you I watched it because I was embarrassed I watched it. How stupid of me, okay? They did a promo about Nazi gold. Nazi gold in South America, where apparently the Nazis, according to this show, buried a lot of purloined gold. And while that was going on, they slipped into where was Hitler? Did he really die? Now, it's been documented 10 ways to Sunday how Hitler died. Okay, but they're claiming it's possible he didn't die, that it was somebody else who shot themselves and they burned. Yeah. And that he was really, are you ready for this, in Antarctica. Now I think Hitler would stand out in New York City. In Antarctica, I can't imagine that. Can you see the Antarcticans going, who's that new guy in town? Looks a lot like Hitler, don't you think? You don't see, somebody talk to him about that mustache. That's way out of style, okay? And I waved to him across the street, and he put his right arm out stiff and straight. I'm nervous about that guy, and he's living in our community. Now, the thought of Hitler in Antarctica is preposterous, but I watched it.
I had heard South America, not Antarctica.
Well, this is as south of South America as you can get it, if it's Antarctica. So that's that. I wish they had had him escaping to Alaska, because I watch a lot of those shows. The Alaskan shows, Native Alaskans, and they're very interesting. These people are incredibly good at what they do, and they can do almost anything with very little material or the right tools or anything. That's good, but they put them in Antarctica, and there's no Antarctica shows on right now that I know of.
That's kind of like right. the Hunter yeah. show with Al Pacino, but they have Hitler still alive, but in Argentina.
Yeah, that's where a lot of Nazis actually did escape to, the Nazi hunters went down there and dug them all out and brought them back to justice. We're very happy about that. I'm fascinated with World War II because of the enormity. Keep in mind, the entire world, with the exception of maybe Switzerland, was on fire at the same time. It's just amazing. Okay, when we come back, that's the end, the official end. I've got the clock timer on my monologue. And now we'll actually start the show right after the news on News Radio 930 WBEN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are back with Beach and Company. Different things amaze me. I'm in a room that has a lot of my books and a lot of DVDs and Blu-rays and stuff like that. Walls full of them, okay? Three walls full of them. And I'm thinking, if I were locked in this room and I had to read every word in every book and watch every video that's in here, if I was 10 years old and just starting to be good at reading, I couldn't read them in a lifetime. It's amazing. But I'm not intending to do that, so I should be okay watching Naked and Afraid on the weekends. See, I've boosted myself intellectually. Now, the president made some news over the weekend, certainly. One of the things the president says, he makes news all the time, but said he expects we'll have a vaccine for the virus by the end of the year. And he repeated that a couple of times. Now, here's what the problem is saying that. And I'll tell you why he's saying it, okay? He's saying it because he's optimistic that we will, and he's seen some studies. I think they're doing like 8 of them all at the same time, clinical trials, things like that. And the scientists, I'm sure, and the manufacturers are saying we're on our way. This is good so far and whatever. But I think he's going to be criticized, as he was last time, for recommending the clinical test that was held in France with 40 people. And of the 40 people, every one of them recovered. So he was very upbeat about that, and then he got criticized for it later because people said he was just too optimistic. He is the president of the United States. I think when he says something like that, I think he really believes it, first of all. I don't think he's just snowing us, but I think he believes it. And I think he does what he thinks a president should do, offer hope. It gives us something to look forward to in the future. Oh, wow, this is something that could happen. It's going to be very good when it does happen, and it keeps you hanging on. So you're not thinking, oh, gee, we've been out now a couple of months, and there's nothing going on with that. I hope it's not. They just cancel school until next September, basically, with the exception of summer school, and we don't know about that yet. Neither do they. But we get no hope. It's gloomy. We're going to have a frost this weekend. So what he tries to do is keep that carrot on the stick in front of us so that we have something to look forward to. I don't know about you, and we're all different. Many of the things that happen in my life are things I've looked forward to, okay? And gives you something to work toward. The birth of my daughter, obviously. That sort of thing. But a lot of the times it was cars. Oh, I just read about this car. Can't find it yet, but I will. And you go and either at the beginning of my career, go driving around looking to see what was on the car dealer's lots, even on Sunday, even with snow and ice. I used to carry an ice chipper with me. And it gave me something to look forward to. Then I'd get it, and I'd like it. And then I'd say, oh, there's something else. So it was continuous forward motion of something I was looking forward to that I've spent most of my life doing. Now, right now, I'm looking forward to getting married with my fiance. And so there's always something in my life to look forward to. And even in tough spots where I lost someone dear to me, I knew that, sometime, I don't know how long, and I'm still not over it totally, it would allow me to enjoy my life again. And so that's where I am now, okay? And after that, there'll be something else, all right? So I think that's what the president does. He knows if he says the end of the year, then we're not shocked when some school district says, well, we're not coming back till at least September. Or some manufacturing plant says, we can't even reopen because of this or that, and it's going to be October. And it gives us something to hang on to. So I'm not going to criticize them. I hope we do have a vaccine by the end of the year. But if not, I'm not going to criticize them for being optimistic. Okay? It's not a horse race where he said, bet on number six the place. No, it's not that at all. It's a word from the President of the United States. It's a word of hope in the future. And that is what he's handing out, as far as I can see, anyway. So my first question is, will we have a vaccine, as the President predicts, by the end of the year? Keep in mind, this is May. This is the fifth month. It's 12 months, so we got a little ways to go before we get to the end of the year. But my second question is, would you get that vaccine? Well, hold on now. Hold on, Andy, because there's a lot of people who have made a big public deal about never getting a vaccine. They think that they're not safe and they're going to cause this problem or that problem and whatever. And there's a big article, too, in the paper over the weekend about these people who have spent a long time protesting everything to do with vaccines, and they're not about to, I don't think they're about to get any, but I'm just wondering about the rest of you. Will you get it? Now, if you say yes, that's the end of that. Okay, good. There was a vaccine and you got it, and I hope you never get the COVID-19. But if you didn't get it, you sure wouldn't allow your kids to get it. Should your kids not be allowed to go back to school if there is a vaccine and they do not get it? That will cause the second two things that I just mentioned about whether you'd get a vaccine and if your kids could go to school without a vaccine, I think are big fire starters. And we'll talk to you about it, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236 and *930. We're back after this. What an idiot I am. I'm getting ready to throw the cue to Tony to run the commercial stop set, right? As I get through saying the last words, I give Tony a cue with my hand the exact way I do it when I'm looking at him 6 feet from where I'm sitting. So I'm 11 miles away from Tony, and I just gave him a hand cue. we just get used to it. I wonder if I ever do that in social situations. You know, I'm through talking to somebody, say, "Yeah, Bill, it's good to see you," and then I point to somebody else. You get some habits in radio that you never break. Okay, Facebook. Here's what we have. Will we have a vaccine, as the president predicts, by the end of the year? That's question one. Question two, will you get it if we have it? If we have it, will you come and get it? And if you do not choose it, should your kids be allowed in school? I think kids in school, for the sake of the other kids in school, should not be allowed unless they get proper vaccinations. But I'll tell you, here's the argument they'll make. Say we do get it by the end of the year, and they don't want to get it because they just don't believe in vaccinations, period. The argument's going to be, this was rushed. You know, we didn't do enough clinical trials. They didn't last enough. And they'll quote all kinds of statistics for this, that, and the other thing. So first of all, I will ask my guys, as I always do, and Tony has children, Buzzy, I assume, will have children eventually, right after a Virginia Tech game, probably. Okay, Tony, will we have a vaccination by the end of the year?
I don't see how, you know, but then again, I'm not a scientist. The last thing I saw on vaccinations was that the fastest we have ever produced one was within 4 years, and that's because of the testing and everything involved with coming up with a vaccine. The fact that they are that they believe that they will have one this soon is absolutely amazing.
Well, you know, modern medicine improves itself all the time. Why would we believe they couldn't do it with this? Maybe because it's a new strain, a new vaccination, but yeah, okay.
And considering, right, too, that this virus affects people differently, like it could hit Joe one way, me another way, and you a completely different way.
Well, that's true. Okay, second question, Tony. Would you get it? Suppose there was one by Christmas time. Would you get it?
Yeah, sure. I get the flu shot every year, and I don't see why I wouldn't get this. But here's the thing that I read. Only 60% of Americans get the flu shot every year.
Yeah, you know why? Because everybody mixes the flu with a bad cold. Flu kills people. There are, you know, colds are different. You can be very sick with a cold. It can affect your respiratory system. But we're so used to it. It's the same sign as last year. Oh, should we get it? Should we get it now as we're going into the drugstore? Boom, boom, boom. No, let's put it off. And that, there's that. If you did not vaccinate your kids, should they be allowed to go to school?
No.
No,
no,
good.
I don't know. I think you should be vaccinated.
Yeah, good. All right. Now, Beamer, let's pretend that Buzzy Beamer is a dad, okay? So we'll ask Mr. Beamer,
yes,
the official Buzzy Beamer moniker, will we have a vaccine by the end of the year as the president predicts?
I think so. You know, I trust we have a lot of smart people. I know we have a lot of smart people in the medical community. They've put the rush through this. They have all their top people on it. If the president says that, it must mean he's heard something. You know, everything he says, there's something he's heard in discussions. So I think there's a very good chance, if he says it, that we'll have one by the end of the year.
And I think it's a good motivator, good look forward, give us a little hope here. I have no problem with him saying that. Would you get the shot, Buzz?
Yes, right away.
Okay. If you and Katie had children, would they get the shot?
Yes.
All right.
Right
those
away.
Those are good answers.
Because I don't want my kids to be responsible for someone else that might be a high risk getting the virus and potentially restarting the spike.
That's a good point. Okay, me. Okay, Do I think he'll get it by the end of the year? Yeah, I do. I do. And I hope he does. And it's giving me the hope that I think that's why he threw that out there. Would I get the shot? Yeah, I get the flu shot every year. And if I did not want my kid to have it, should my kid, Dawn, be allowed in school? And the answer is no. No, she should not be. If I do not have her vaccinated, she shouldn't be able to going to school, because the other kids are there who did get vaccinated, and that's basically the way I would view it. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Mr. Joseph Beamer, you have some Facebook for us. Well, our text board is frozen, so I can't get to it. But why don't you give me a couple of your posts?
Yes, Sandy, we'll start with that first question you asked Tony and I. Will we have a vaccine by the end of the year? And we'll start with Rich, who says, no, this is a coronavirus, folks. I really wish someone would do some study on the human COVID. How hard is it? We've had what is 3 months to inform ourselves, and we're still asking questions like this. We first have to get informed to know what we're fighting.
All right, there's somebody who knows all the answers. We should have just asked him. There's no sense in actually having any speculation or any hope. And I think the president should just bring him up on stage. Absolutely. We should know what we're talking about. It's a break on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Ooh,
inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.